May 5, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Not just an angel. Opening prayer. As I reflect on scripture today, Jesus, please use it to better focus my vision as your disciple, as I walk with you. Read Hebrews chapter 1, verses 5 through 14. The Son's superior to angels. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? Or again, "I will be his father, and he will be my son"? And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." In speaking of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels spirits, and his servants flames of fire." But about the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." He also says, "In the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe. Like a garment they will be changed. But you remain the same, and your years will never end." To which of the angels did God ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Reflect. What difference does the uniqueness of Jesus mean for your faith? Angels fascinate many of us. Today's passage in many Bibles has a heading telling us that Christ is greater than the angels. Quoting from the Old Testament, especially the Psalms in this passage, the writer gives us a new understanding of Jesus Christ. He is not just another angel. Thus, the author of the letter to the Hebrews is looking to reinforce the divinity of Christ, perhaps in response to those who challenged this fact. The passage first focuses on the Father-Son relationship between God the Father and Jesus Christ. While it is true that a father-child connection is possible between God and any human, the uniqueness lies in that Jesus is the firstborn, begotten, not created. As the Nicene Creed declares, "The angels are appointed to minister to this Son of God, who is also God." We also get glimpses of the eternal reign of Jesus in verses 10 through 12. "He was there from the beginning, and his years will never end." The angels are there to serve God the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. And they are there to minister to us, too, who inherit God's salvation through Jesus Christ. Apply. What aspect of the salvation you received in Christ are you most grateful for today? Closing prayer. Jesus, Lord of creation, even the angels bow down to you. Please accept my worship and praise.